Greetings, travelers. Welcome to the Lore Seekers podcast. Grab an ale and join our two adventurers as they share their tales of misadventure in the land of Tamriel. Here they are at their usual table, Jibs and Cash.
Beats, Bears, Battlestar Galactica. Name that show.
I don't want to.
Well,
you can't make me.
I knew we weren't really friends. I knew we weren't.
You take that back immediately because you don't mean that.
Champ gets a pass. Champ gets the pass.
Of course he gets the pass.
I like him more than you. I mean, that's just the way it goes.
Clearly. And I will say, I'm going to lead with this. I expect to be treated like royalty on this show from now on. And that's when you ask why. Why should I treat you like royalty?
Thank you for the cue. I wasn't sure. Why should I treat you like royalty?
Because the Twitterverse has deemed me.
Oh my gosh.
Lord Vivek.
Yes, let's make that bald head a little bit bigger.
I have a small head.
I know.
I have a tiny
head.
Baby head. Yeah. I do have a baby head, but you know what? It's shaved clean, air a day.
Yes, it is.
And apparently, so folks, if you missed it, it was actually very funny. It was a very funny thing. I had posted a picture about like a little insight into Cash's day. And I had sat down in my front room and I was going to do like my little short little daily meditation that I do. And I couldn't because one of my cats was literally sitting right next to me. And every time I closed my eyes, he would like reach his little paw. So I grabbed my phone and took a picture of it. I put it on Twitter. Well, Jake Stormone, who's a friend of the show, and he's one of the voice actors for ESO. He made a post about me looking like Lord Vivek.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, like how have I never like seen that?
Yeah.
And then Clerical Apathy on Twitter, who's also a friend of the show, did a Photoshop rendering of me in the same exact position, but painted as Lord Vivek. And holy crap, it was uncanny. So it was a post got some legs. It was pretty freaking funny.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's that. I expect respect.
That was something. It is uncanny how much you look like him though.
Yeah. And actually Rich called me out and said I have to cosplay that. So I am making a vow right now. The next live in-person Elder Scrolls event, Elder Scrolls Online event. We're hoping it's going to be Elder Scrolls Con. I'm just saying, I'm throwing it out there. There's ideas. We have this little idea bucket. Throw things out. Sometimes they stick. When that happens, I will cosplay Vivek. But that's a big commitment.
Okay.
Something you're not used to.
Oh, bless your heart. I've been podcasting here for 3 years. That's way too much commitment. That's like 47 years in dog years.
And somehow I'm the one that's always dressed up.
Well, you literally make stupid bets. Play smarter. Play the game better.
Make better choices.
Make better choices. This is a different kind of episode, obviously. And I'm not trying to take the reins by any means, because Cash, normally you do the intros, but I want to really make sure and introduce someone who's very near and dear to your heart and mine. This is a meeting. This is a reunion for us in a lot of ways. We go back every bit of a decade at this point with this man, and we've been talking a lot on the show lately. Our good friend Champ is here on the show with us tonight.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. It's an honor to be here, boys.
Oh, I'm so happy you're here, dude.
It's very nice to have you. And if I may, on this Sweet Rolls and Coffee, because we are known to go off the rails, and I am drinking coffee, I swear. I'm just almost done with it. Can I tell the story of how, like, our reunion with Champ happened?
I wish you would.
Okay. So I'll make it short. I know I'm usually pretty effing long-winded, but I'm gonna try my best to make this short.
Okay.
So as you all know, Jibs and I took a break during 2020 from playing ESO. I think we both had a pretty good case of we just need a break. And I think we've been pretty vocal about, you know, coming back and like coming back with our tail between our legs and just like, hey, look, I think we just needed a break, not necessarily leave the game. So anyway, during that time frame that took place, both Jibs and I jumped back into World of Warcraft. And, you know, World of Warcraft having the BattleNet system that they have, I got a message one day while I was just out doing whatever I was doing on one of my characters, and it happened to be Champ. And as soon as I saw Champ, I was like, oh my god, I know exactly who this is, but I had to like double check. So anyway, confirmed it, we had this conversation, we ended up in Discord together, and then I like called Jibs immediately. It was like, dude, you're never gonna guess, you just freaking got a hold of me in World of Warcraft. Anyway, it sparked our friendship like right back up, like nothing had ever left. And we had, you know, we had a good time, and I know we're going to be talking about this, but we had a good time playing World of Warcraft, and once we were through like that initial nostalgia phase with all things World of Warcraft, we quickly realized how much we missed Elder Scrolls Online, and hence we are back now. One of the things that we wanted to do that Jibs and I were talking about quite a bit behind the scenes was we need to get Champ in this game, like badly,
yeah.
Because he will love it. So yeah, Jibs, I'll let you take it from here.
Yeah. So we got him in the game. And I think it was just like wearing someone down. I think we wore him down.
Well, I think what it was I missed you two for some reason. I'm not real sure, but
neither
are
we.
You know, we had got to the point where we talked every day, and then when you guys came back to the game you love, and I stayed in World of Warcraft because I've been playing it forever, you know, I missed that, and it almost took away from the game. And then, of course, I'm sure I'll complain about WoW momentarily here and there. But anyway, so the luster was gone, the appeal was gone, and my friends were gone. And that's kind of where it was like, all right, it's time to move. And so that's when I jumped over to ESO.
Right.
And I think this is why it's so relevant right now, because we've experienced an exodus from WoW with a bunch of players leaving World of Warcraft and coming to Elder Scrolls Online. We've experienced that in the past. I think it was probably like, I don't know, Jibs, what, maybe 2019-ish?
Yeah.
Right before COVID destroyed the world?
Yeah.
And then Shadowlands came out, and then I'm sure those people, you know, went back and experienced all the things that were Shadowlands, as did we. But we had skipped, man, I had skipped several expansions. So like when I had come back to World of Warcraft, I was like, felt so behind. But we're experiencing this mass exodus from World of Warcraft again. But this time, I think the reasons that we're probably going to get into here pretty quick, the reason for that mass exodus for MMO players that have really been playing World of Warcraft pretty religiously and are now looking to other games, including ESO, I think these reasons might stick this time.
Yup.
So
yeah, I'm gonna be honest, I don't miss, I mean, for the first time a new expansion came out for World of Warcraft and I have no want or desire to play the game, and that's the first time I can say that in 10 years.
I mean, that's a long time that you played that. That's a long time, and that was your game. That was,
yes,
I mean, your mount inventory was formidable. You know,
I wasn't Asmogold level, but I was right behind him.
I mean, I had
farmed a lot and put a lot of time in, like you do here in this game, right? The only difference is you get payback. You know, in WoW, if you're not on the character that's your main, you're not getting your main strong. But in ESO, once you get to level 50, the CP grind continues. And so, whereas WoW likes to use borrowed power and then take it away from you. I mean, months and months you spend getting a cloak, right? And then
the next expansion, a cloak is just another piece of gear you get to disenchant and send down the pipe, you know. But here, the CP continues to let you grow. And that's just something that's amazing to me, coming from that game to this game.
Do you find that refreshing?
Very refreshing. It's not a waste of time, because what happens is, and I think like me and other seasoned WoW players, we realize that we are just wasting our time, because the gear that I spend weeks and weeks to get are going to be worthless in 3 months, and I've got to redo it again. Whereas here, I played ESO for a short period of time on an Xbox. Only thing I did was like Thieves Guild and Dark Brotherhood. It was more like Skyrim to me than it was an MMO. And at the time, the mother set was still good, right? I mean, and here we are years later, and it's still viable. And I just love the increase of the gear and the fact that even if you're not cutting edge, if you put the time in, you can get the gear. You can get the DPS. You just have to put your dues in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like one of the biggest things that bummed me out about World of Warcraft, you guys know that I like backpacks, right? Like that's a thing. I love backpacks in the game. I think it brings the aesthetic to your character of a true adventurer.
Yeah.
You know, you have this, you're going on a journey. I'm going on an adventure. Backpack. You have this backpack and it's got this stuff in it. And you've got a map. You might have a rolled scroll on it. You might have a couple of little flasks or potions hanging off of it. Just they're freaking awesome. Okay, so I'm a backpack guy. World of Warcraft had this kick-ass backpack that I wanted, and it was a grind. It was a super grind for that thing. So I wanted to see what I needed to do in order to grind it. Well, it was from a couple of expansions ago, or maybe it was the previous expansion, and I literally had to take that. And Champ, you can probably help me out here. That necklace,
the
that
cloak.
You that,
yeah, yeah.
Or yep, the cloak,
and the cloak, right?
The necklace and the cloak that I had gone back on one of my characters, and I grinded that stuff out before Shadowlands came out, so that I would have them. Well, now I was on a different character, and I wanted to get that backpack for that character, so I wanted to unlock it on that character. So I was going to have to go back through and grind all that stuff out again, and then grind the content wearing that stuff. And then if I was going to go to the new zones and I had that stuff on, I was going to get Rafflestomp, because that stuff was worthless in the new areas. Yeah. And that was one of those things that was like, I want this item in the game, but I can't get it because now it's like a 2 year ago grind that I missed that I have to do. And that was like a start of it. Like, are you freaking kidding me? Then I think the other thing too, and you guys were more PvPers than I was, so you can probably, you know, allude to this too a lot better than I can. But one of the things that I had mentioned a couple of shows ago, I think we were talking Wall of Crazy, about things that we want to see come to ESO. And I was completely joking when I said, I would love to see some type of a gear rating system where your gear level goes up and you have to maintain this certain level of gear level. And I kind of went into this whole funny thing about the eye level and about like the PvP gear that you would have to have ratings for.
Yeah.
And if you didn't get those ratings, you weren't getting that gear. Therefore, you were not progressing.
Yeah.
Now, maybe you guys can allude a little bit to that fact. And I don't want this to sound like a WoW bash, but there are some very poignant reasons why people are leaving and coming to ESO.
Yeah, but before we jump in real quick, just to kind of introduce everybody, just so, you know, if we have any first-time listeners, this is a Sweet Rolls and Coffee, and so it's a little bit different. So basically, we're recording our conversations as we would on the phone. That's the whole premise of this style of episode. And so I'm Jibs, and again, kind of a weird intro too, I get it. I'm Jibs, joined by Cash, and then
hi.
And then our best good buddy, Champ. Okay. So.
Hi.
Now that
we're just going to drink and try not to throw up while we talk about all this stuff.
Yeah, so now that the weird pleasantries are out of the way, then we can just chill like, you know, the dudes that we are.
And let me attack WoW.
Yes. I'm going to step aside and let you do your thing.
Okay, so the PvP gear. Not to jump in with fangs, but here's the thing. In PvP land in WoW, if you don't get ahead of what we call the curve, which is 1600 prior to people selling carries, you can't get past the 1600. And the simple reason is because the gear that they have is far better than the gear that you can get. You understand what I'm saying? So once they get past that 1600, and if you don't make that mark, so like if you're leveling a new character in a new expansion, right? Or you're doing something that you want to do because that's why you pay to play the game. But if you do that and you decide to change your main and you have to learn that class or build that class up and you don't get in prior to that lock, you're done. Or you have to pay somebody hundreds of dollars to carry you through the 16 and 18. And WoW has said that they know that's a problem, but we don't know how to fix it.
Yeah.
It's tough.
It is
tough. They do know how to fix it, though. That's the thing. They're just unwilling to look. And we just talked about this pre-show. They're unwilling to look at what other games have done that are successful. And case in point, in Elder Scrolls Online, if you want to PvP, you can build a starter PvP set. You can craft it on one of your other characters and send it over. You can have a friend get it for you. You can buy it or you can earn it and be viable at level 10 in Battlegrounds in Zero as soon as you want to be. You can be viable. And you definitely do not have that. You have to grind that gear out in World of Warcraft. And that's an inherent issue. I think that is a barrier to entry who people who are naturally competitive and enjoy player versus player content, but cannot do it either A, because they don't know how, or B, because they can't get with a team that gets wins. It's going to take them. It's going to be an incredible grind for them to even get gear that's going to make them viable. Whereas in ESO, it's relatively easy to jump into that content.
I think ESO has this amazing way to make the solo player still have the ability to play in group content when they choose to, instead of you relying on a group to carry you through. Yep. The crazy thing about it is I don't even have to talk poorly about WoW. I can literally share all the good things about this game and not once have to address it in another way. And any WoW player would go, holy crap, player housing, boom, dudes. You can buy a house in this game and put your stuff in it. Like when I kill something, I get a trophy of his head. WoW don't do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just, that is so cool that when you kill something for the first time, you literally get that dude's trophy. I walk by those trophies and talk smack every time I walk through that cave.
Remember that one time I remember cutting your head off?
Remember that? That time you thought you had me and I got you? Yeah, that's where we're at. Welcome to the club.
That's cool, though.
You're on the wall.
That's cool. It gives your player identity, and it gives you a memory of that accomplishment. You know, like you talk about walking. Just wait till you get your trial bus that you'll get. You know, from running like I think it's Sunspire Cache. Those three tall. Those.
Yeah, I walk by those in my house all the time, and I go, "Hey, remember that one time I got a carry through that trial, and we killed you?"
Oh, that's funny. So funny.
It's funny. Like that.
They totally give you identity, though, and that's honestly a really good thing. I didn't even think about it, but it does. I mean, that is physical, you know, quotations. And in this world, that's a physical manifestation of your achievement that you can always look back on and you can always be proud of.
Well, think about this, too, right? We D&D together, right?
Yeah.
I literally set chairs up for our group in my house area with a fire in the middle of it, and it is epic. I mean, literally have the six seats for the players and the GM seat in the front. And it means something to me, right? Like, I can literally make my house mean something to me.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And V got killed in our last D&D match.
Right.
Or session, right? I actually have a tomb that I went out and got in Antiquities because I saw it. I'm like, I need that. Because I got to have this for my friend who just passed away in my D&D game as a memorial. And I stuck it in the cave at my house. You can't do that in another game.
Right.
Yeah,
it's,
friends.
It's amazing.
If you don't know, or if we haven't talked about it yet, or if you don't watch our D&D show, our DM is Sullis Gaming, who is he used to make content for ESO. Really good dude. He is our DM, and he actually killed Bron Solo's character. I'm sure you guys know Bron Solo. He's a friend of the show. And there was nothing we could do about it. He got straight out murdered by a dragon.
yep.
on that episode. And we were all like, what? We had a moment. Like, it was sad. Freaking died in our arms. We're like, yeah. I don't like D&D anymore. This is a stupid game with pencils and dice. Our friend died.
I was so mad. I was so mad that we couldn't do anything. Like, what do you mean I can't do anything? This is a game, man. Push reset.
How do you think I felt? Reset. I was the healer. Yeah. I'm the damn cleric in the group, and I couldn't do a damn thing to save him.
I mean, he chested up to a dragon. I'm just saying, when you chest up to a dragon, you got to expect some dragon-like stuff to happen. It's and true. That's what he got.
Oh, well, I hate to tell you, but starting tomorrow, which would be the 22nd, there is dragon stuff happening.
Yeah, so, boy. Elsewhere.
Touche, touche.
I'm excited about that. Yeah, the Pan Elsewhere event starts on the 22nd, friends, and it is going to get busy down in Elsewhere.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. That's Elsewhere. I think overall, like, from a lot of, like, adding depth to the game perspective, I say that Blackwood has been my favorite. I mean, adding identity to the world and like the cities, etc. But from a content perspective, like questing and everything that comes along with it, I think Somerset and Elsewhere is a very special place in my heart. Dragons, you know, just being in that era again, in a way.
Yeah, and you know, I think we had also talked about this on a previous show too. How every chapter seems to be escalating in the way that they're executing it. I think every single one, there's just awesome stuff coming out. The writing is getting even better than it was before.
Yeah.
But you always have that chapter that you go back to that you really love, the one that really resonates with you. And
right.
Like for you, you always talk Somerset, and I'm super intrigued that for you it's not Morrowind.
Yeah.
Because of, you know, because of your origins with Elder Scrolls, period.
Right.
That one is always very, very interesting to me.
Yeah. Morrowind for me is like, it's like the foundation that everything else is built on for me. So to me, like that's always a given. Like I will always love that area. But I think from a new experience, I still say to this day, Somerset is the most, gosh, beautiful zone in any game I've ever played. To be able to just the, and I don't know if it's like the correlation between, you know, you're in the high elf area and everything to them is perfection. They're striving for perfection. And I don't know if that's it, but like just there's something about it. And maybe it was the fact the Sijiks were introduced and, you know, the whole lore tied around the Sijik order. I don't know. It's something about that chapter that will forever stand out to me, I guess.
One of the things that got me the most about the Somerset chapter is the fact that the Sijiks were such a mystery before that happened. And I remember when they had it, we were brand new to the ESO podcasting scene when they announced that. I think we were only a few episodes in when they announced that Somerset was coming out. So,
yep.
The Sijik Order was a very mysterious thing to a lot of people in the lore period.
Yeah.
So one of the things that makes me the most happy about Somerset is the fact that they took the Sijik Order's lore and completely fleshed it out.
Oh yeah.
And not only did it end up being like a fantastic storyline, but it answered a lot of questions about who the Sijiks were.
Yeah.
You know, what Artaeum even looked like. I mean, the first rendering, of course, everybody spends a lot of time in Artaeum now doing their antiquities, but to be able to go to Artaeum and see what that thing looked like was such an exciting moment for this game.
Yeah.
I think about that, you know, quite a bit. I don't think it's my favorite. I love it, but I don't think that it's my favorite. I think for a lot of people, I'm talking a lot of other people. I'll tell you my one favorite part of the game, but I think for a lot of people's experience in Elder Scrolls as an IP revolves around Skyrim.
Yeah.
So I think the fact that this far into the life of Elder Scrolls Online, the fact that just last year, when they announced that they were going to Skyrim, and you were going to get to walk through Solitude and see the Dragon Bridge and all that, I mean, all that stuff, I think that really resonated with a ton of players.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, you know, the cool thing, the unique thing about Greymoor is, to me, I feel like that chapter release, for me personally, the zone release later on in the year, so Markarth, to me, overshadowed Western Skyrim. There's something about that zone. And I don't know if it was just the fact it was released later on in the year, but there's so much meat on that particular part of the entire year release. It's almost crazy when you go back and look at it and you go back and experience it, just how much content there is in that alone.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's because of the Reachmen. Because for me, like I've already told you like before, the thing that got me about Markarth is the music.
Oh, yeah.
It was so visceral when you step foot there that it hooks you immediately, like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I am a musically driven person. Now, I'm not a musician. Like Jibs is a musician. So he probably has this to the nth degree over me. But music has the ability to grab me. Just like I was talking about Murkmire, how I got to go through that stuff because I freaking, the music down there just... It just tells a story all on its own.
Right.
And I really think, you know, not to get off on a tangent, but I really think that is a testament to the composers for the game.
Yeah.
You know, Bard Derek. The stuff that guy writes is absolutely amazing. The stuff that Jeremy Soule wrote was absolutely amazing. I mean, yep. That's my lullaby at night, friends. That's what puts Cash to sleep at night. Full disclosure.
Good stuff. That's good stuff.
But now, okay, so we're talking zones and all that stuff, and yeah, we're totally off on a tangent, but I want to cycle back to Champ.
Yes.
And I would really, like, I don't want to make this show all about the new player experience, which I think is so incredibly relevant right now anyway, because there's so many people coming from other games, namely WoW. That are experiencing the things that we've been experiencing for quite a while. But Champ, for you, like, you have played a lot of games with us over the years, and I freely admit you are a much better gamer than I could ever be. You're just a good gamer in whatever you do. So I'm intrigued. Like, I want to know, like, what are some of the things that are standing out to you coming to ESO and having played all of these other games? We've had plenty of conversations about this stuff, but like, I want to bring this out on the show. So it brings to light some of the things that ESO innately highlights that other games might not.
I think a large part, now, obviously I had the two of you and some of the people from the Lore Seekers that I could ask questions of, and they helped me. But barring that, coming into the game, so I make a character, right? Make the character pops up in the world, and I'm standing in front of a guy with a symbol above his head, right? That looked different from a exclamation point, right?
Right.
Lord God, with the exclamation point. But being a Skyrim player... You know, and being someone that's been a part of this world, whether it's, you know, the single player games or the little stint I did, seeing that symbol and walking up to that guy, that initially, it brought me right back to when I used to play like Skyrim or Morrowind when it was on the Xbox, you know, yeah. Standalone. So I immediately was like, okay, I can do this. And then the things that I thought that made WoW superior. Let's say that, right? Skill set superior. Well, you don't have 35 buttons on your bar. I don't want to play the game. I said that before. Mm-hmm. But what I realized is when I came over here, when you start understanding how important it is to light attack between each attack, what your rotations are, not wasting resources on things that are already, that have 10 seconds on it. You know, things like that. Whereas in WoW, you didn't have to manage your mana. There was none of that. And let's be real, you guys played. Remember, did you ever worry about it, really?
No.
You just didn't?
No.
Even in PvP, you never had to cycle around.
No.
And then, so when I get into the game, there's that, right? There's that nostalgic feel. There's this, I don't know how to explain, but it's that dark, you know, chaotic period of yeah. fighting with swords and shields and that, just that, you know, give me my armor, let me go chase something down and kill it, right? It just had that feel to it. And then you start looking at the systems. Now, I would recommend to a first-time player to look at a guide for the character that you want to play simply so you know what attacks you'll need at in-game, right? So you can focus on those lines. But having known how games are, I knew that was a thing. So I immediately said to you two, what's the toughest grind in the game? And what did you say?
Mage's Guild, Sigic Order.
You said Mage's Guild and Sigic Order. And I said, duly noted, challenge accepted. The next day I had them both maxed out.
That was insane. I don't know a single person in the entire community that has ever done that. Seriously, like that. I can't describe to you how much of a feat that actually was.
Yeah. Well, so you remember me just saying about a minute ago that Champ is a better MMO player than I'll ever be. That's exactly what I mean. One day. That's a true story. He
wasn't
had
even 24
Sigic
hours
and mages maxed out.
And I will say that it was simply because I just used the I had map pens, you know, and stuff. So if you play on an Xbox, God bless you, because you are a warrior among warriors. But for us PC, you know, us what do you say? Kind of sheltered and cared for.
Lazy. Snubs. Scabs.
Titled snubbies.
California.
It's
a whole other line.
Oh, yeah. You crazy guy.
It's 2v1 tonight.
I mean, I think, yeah, right?
It's good today, baby.
That's but what? It's just crazy how it was, right? And getting into the game with you guys has been a blast. It really has. I mean, I'm having a great time.
It's awesome.
But the Sigic thing and the Mage Guild thing, all I did was I just looked at the map. I knew where the Sigic Order stuff was because I had already done it, you know, done my research, and I just followed the Mage Guild as I went through the Sigic stuff. And I also grabbed the what are the stones that we pick up? What are they?
The rune
sky
stones?
Shards.
Oh, sky shards.
The sky shards. Yeah. And so I picked those up as I went. So by the time I got to level 30, I'd already done the Sigic Mage Guild, and I was sitting on 20 points. That I couldn't even spend yet. But it's because I kind of made a map of what I wanted to do, and I just went with that map.
That's crazy. That is crazy. You took a brand new MMO experience and like turned it up to 11 and just never let off the gas. And
WoW grinds are real, right?
Oh yeah. I mean I would say hands down I'm pretty confident Cash will agree too, the best grinder that we know. What you're able to achieve in such short manner.
But here's like one of the things that makes me the happiest, and it's not just because it's you, Champ, and you're a very close friend of ours. It's because you're new to this game, and to see you be such a veteran of games, period, and be so good at them. Yet at the same time, each night when we play ESO together, I hear there's one thing that keeps resonating that I hear you say all the time. It's, I don't know if you catch it. I'm sure Jibs catches it, but it makes me smile every time. You laugh your little laugh. You go, I'm really enjoying this, you guys. Mm. I really like this. And for you to say that, like each night, That's real. That's genuine. And it's nothing that Jibs or I did. We just like led you to water. You drank it all. You know what I mean? Like the game is doing that, not us. Right. It's the game. It's the things that the game has to offer. It's the fact that if one night I don't want to do dungeons tonight. Let's just go get sky shards in a zone. Okay. Let's go do that. I don't want to do this one night. I want to track fishing. Okay. And there's a freaking billion things that you can do if one night you don't want to do something else. And yeah, other MMOs are like that too. But this game, there's so many damn systems. And it's just getting better. That's
right.
My point.
And to tie into your point, what's crazy is a player like me, I like to do everything I do to be tied into my player power to some way, shape, or form. Something that's going to make my player feel like more of a god this week than last week, right? I want to feel stronger each week. And so everything you do does that. So if you want to go get mats, remember we went and did that circle and we were doing farm and mats and everything as a group and everything like that. You get stuff that you can use to upgrade your gear to the gold level, right? Or you get the mats that you need to turn... Everything you do on the side, whether it's combat or not, still gives you more power. It still ties into that. Your CP's going up. So everything you do makes you better.
This is a total side quest right here. And I get what you're saying, champ, totally. But when you have Miri out and she's following you around, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you pick up certain materials and she says, nice hole.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, who did
that?
Do
you not pause for a second and right. be like, wait a minute, did she say hole?
I've literally stopped and spun my character around and go, listen here, young lady. We are close to a town and there might be kids walking around. You need to watch that tone because she fetches more than anybody I've ever known. Oh. My dog fetch, does not fetch as much as she fetches. You get where I'm at?
Fetch.
Jesus, man. Oh,
she gets a little excitable. I mean, she
does. You know what's crazy about it? Yeah, and the companions, let's stop there again. We had companions in World of Warcraft, and it was tied to that zone, and when that zone was done, it was over. Yeah. All those times that I had a trip with that one orc shaman dude that I really liked because he did this crazy wolf thing, he's in Legion stuck.
Right.
But Miri, I take her, whether it's brand new content or the oldest content in the game, she's right there with me.
Yeah.
And for a new player to give that companion... It gives me the ability for two things. One, I don't have to stress as much about my survivability because I have a partner. Now, I've still gotten killed with her because she'll still die or her other dude, but I can't play with him. He's too annoying. He's too clean cut. I can't do it. Right. I need some edge.
Yeah.
I can go from fetch and fetch to we should go to the inn and take a nap. No, dude, calm down. I'm trying to kill things.
Jeez, man. I'm trying to kill things. We don't need your dad recliner right now.
There's actually a question in chat that I want to read by Tested Weevil. And it's actually one of the questions that I have for you, Champ. Okay, so what is Champ's favorite thing about the game so far?
Sappy start, playing with my friends. So that's the sappiness. That's the caveat, right? Which, Pip, I know you're in here. I haven't played very much with you, but we'll fix that.
Dang it, Pip, get in chat.
My favorite thing about the game, and you've already heard me talk about it, so it's going to ring true, it's the fact that everything you do is a growth point for your character, and there's no wasted thing. You're not getting something that they're going to take away from you, right? Yeah, other sets will come up and go, right? But that gives you that grind for those new sets. But you just never lose. In World of Warcraft, your character is the same character it was when you started. You leveled it up to a level, and then now your power's in your gear. Your character is not strong. Your character is not what strength is. Your character is their gear. In ESO, your character grows off the CP system, which is part of you, right? That's your spirit, your energy, whatever you want to look at it, right?
Yeah.
And that grows, and you never lose it.
Right.
That's my favorite thing about ESO, that right there.
Yeah, it's,
I love it.
That's cool, because, I mean, and honestly, you know, that... this goes without saying, but, you know, that carries with you, obviously, everything you know you just said. And that goes with you for years and years and years. I mean, it's just like a constant growth. And you look back and like, man, I remember when I was CP 300. I remember when I was CP 500. You know? So.
That sounded like a boil.
When I hit 300, I was excited.
Sounded like a boil growing on your butt. It's a constant growth. Year after year.
Wow. Just never goes away.
Gift that keeps on giving.
I'd go to my doctor. Yeah,
I love that you brought up the CP system because the CP system was different when Jibs and I took a break from the game. It was different. It was still good, but now things are much more fleshed out. There's a lot more choice. There's definitely a lot more CP that matters. So the fact that you mentioned a core system of the game, as opposed to just saying like, man, it's a really pretty game. you know, or
right.
man,
right.
I really like this one zone, or I really like this one character. You mentioned a core aspect of Elder Scrolls Online is your favorite thing. One of the main ways that you build your character over the hours and multiple hours you put into the game is the champion point system. And the improvements that they've made to it are freaking outstanding, because you are exactly right. Everything you do matters. Everything you do further progresses your character.
Yeah.
Another thing I like too is how, depending on what you want to play, is which way you go in your tree. So in this game, in ESO, I have a PvE character, my Necro. That's my slinger. I love that dude. He's my favorite. Funny thing is, when I started World of Warcraft, I started a Warlock, very Necro. And it was during Lich King days. And how many times have I told you this game feels like it's in its Lich King era?
Oh,
I've said that many times.
And
coming from a WoW player, dude, that is a compliment. I'm not an expert. I'm not a professional. But I'm telling you right now, this game has that Lich King era feel. And that, coming from a WoW player, I think is a decent compliment.
Oh, it's the best compliment, because that is regarded, it goes without saying, the best expansion for Warcraft. And for more ways than one. And I love the day that you, I'll never forget the day you said that. We were sitting, I think I was running around Leowyn or wherever in Blackwood. But, you know, just hearing you say that, I'm like, that's the best compliment a new player from Warcraft could give this game. Because that represents the peak of where Warcraft was back all those years ago. You know, the commercials, the communities, the creators that surrounded it. I mean, it was his peak at the highest point. And to have that now, I mean, that means a lot to me. I'm not making the game, it means a lot to me.
You know, like, whoa, are you about to cry? Sound like you're about to cry.
He looks teary.
I'm getting teary.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a question.
I'd hug you if I was close.
We're only 4 hours away. You know.
Hips in? Yeah, well, this is very important. Hips in or out?
All
you
around.
Mind your business.
All right.
Huh. Yeah, California. Us Indiana folk over here need to, you mind your own.
Mind your own. That's good.
What's that? Know your role and shut your mouth? Isn't that what the... I think that was an old...
I can't build CP when I keep rolling new characters. Well, here's the thing. I agree with that, but here's the deal. That's how you pay your homage for your new character, right? That's how you learn it. That's how you get that build down. That's how you learn how that rotation is. Because what I like about it, you said it earlier, you're a music-driven person. I am too. I love all kinds of music. Couldn't tell you a word to the song. I love the music.
Yeah.
ESO has such a tempo. JB, remember when we played our Paladins?
Oh.
It had a heavy metal tempo to the way it went. Just the way you pushed the buttons and the way it flowed, it was almost like heavy metal.
Dude.
The Warden's the same thing.
Yeah.
The Warden is the exact same. I found my pally. He's got that boom, that anger, that in your face. I love it. I absolutely love it. Which, caveat back, so my Necro is my lead character for PvE. The Warden is my PvP character.
Yeah.
Straight PvP character.
Giving me an ESO boner right now.
I love
this
that
is
you
so
said
much fun.
That. I love that you said that about the pallies, because that was so for like, and I feel like we've already kind of said it without saying it, but that was Champ and I's jam when we were, you know, in there was these pallies, and we discovered a way to build these paladins in such a way that Champ, I think at one point you said you were getting DMs.
Yes, I was getting messages from people with lots of words that I will not express here. And it was really good. But what would literally happen is we had found a way, and pallies were broke. Nobody had any respect for pallies, and we started playing them. And then we started bullying.
Yep.
And once we started bullying, sort of like his pecs are bullying us right now. This guy. Stop winking at me with
what
your
are you
t-shirt.
Doing?
There,
Jesus.
There was literally a request for a left-right double-double in chat. So
I saw the left-right double-double.
When we're at a round table, the man starts shaking their boobs. I want to know what's going on.
This is why. Another thing, too, they were talking about with the skill lines and weapons, right? What do I think about that?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
Because you can literally switch up your character based off the weapon they have. Now, I understand there's the viable, right? There's the super cutting edge. I think you owe me a shot anyway because you left and didn't have your whiskey bottle.
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
That's a shot and a half right there.
I'm out. This is shot three, by the way, and I'm out.
Okay, well, go get a new bottle because that's not going to do it.
Might have to. Okay, so I know we're talking weapons, and this one, this is an actually incredibly relevant point because right now there's a lot of talk, there's a lot of chitter chatter about where ESO is going next, and in 2022, are they going to come out with a new class? I personally don't think we're going to get a new class, but one of the things that they're talking a lot about, a lot of the players are talking about wanting, is a new weapon skill line. So I'm interested in both of your opinions on it, both of yours, you know, Champ as a player that's relatively new to the game and Jib, somebody who's played the game for a long time. I want to hear your guys' thoughts on knowing the weapons that we have in the game now that are fantastic. What is a new type of weapon that you would love to see in Elder Scrolls Online?
Oh, Champ, go ahead.
I would say a spear or a bow in a dragoon style. Right? You remember the old dragoons from Final Fantasy, the old standalone games where they would jump up in the air and slam on the ground and they had pole arms.
Oh, yeah.
And they would just, you know what I mean? Like they would slam into you and then jump up in the air and slam on top of you, pick you up and slam you down.
Yeah.
Something like that would be kind of neat.
So like a long pole arm spear type thing.
Yeah. Think about how you could run up and like you could have an animation where he wraps the bow around the person in front of him and jumps straight up in the air, flips upside down and slams it down on the ground and AoEs everything around it, right?
Ooh.
So make it a true dragoon, right? Just a nasty, just knight full of armor that just all he does is just chew you up and spit you out. Sort of like a berserker on steroids.
I like it.
Tested Weevil in chat says spear and shield. Like a freaking
I'd be down with that. Spartan.
That'd be I see 300 anytime I hear that.
Sparta!
Could you imagine if they let you have an emote where you could wrap the spear up against the shield while you're standing there?
That would be the best war cry before
you shut your dirty MMO mouth right now.
Imagine
us standing on Cyrodiil. Oh, standing on the hill just slamming shields at people. Oh, dude.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Jibs just wants to dress up like the dude with the eye makeup. That's pretty. He doesn't care about the spear and shit.
You know, did you see when he comes out of the gold water and he's like, "Hey, like Xerxes!"
Like Xerxes.
That was a beautiful man. Tell me any different. That guy had piercings, though. I didn't know you could have piercings.
Wait, he looked a lot like Mike.
Yeah, he looked way more like Cash than he did in me. I hate to break to you, bud, but you look just like
you both to F off. But I'm gonna.
He's a good-looking man. You're a good. It's okay, man. Accept your compliments. It's the only way you're gonna get them from me and him.
This is
roundabout compliments
with
a punch.
This is completely the opposite of what it should be, you guys. I should be garnering respect because I look like Lord Vivek.
No,
so there's that.
No, you're from Cali. We're both from Indiana.
your fake friends will say whatever you want to hear. Your real friends will tell you when to shut up.
Yeah, we gotta keep you
balanced, baby.
All right. Boy, this is really fun getting teamed up on chat. Oh, thanks, guys.
Sucks, doesn't it?
PvP-er. Hello.
Yeah. I want to answer what Cash said, but then I want to jump into PvP with you, Champ, because that was a big thing, really was a big thing for you and I over in Warcraft over the last 8 months, you know, before we came back. I think when I think of ESO and adding a weapon skill line, I look at the game as current state. So for stamina, we have dagger, you have dual wield. You've got your sword, sword and board. You've got your two-hander and you've got your bow. That's a lot of stam. A lot of stam. Magicka has destruction staff and resto staff. Now, granted, those destruction staffs obviously fall under a drop down of flame, ice, and lightning. Granted, those are awesome, and we're exploring that right now, particularly with PvP. Oh my lord, it's getting nasty.
Yeah,
and we're not even.
It's getting good.
We're not even at full potential, but like For me, I think of something more magical needs to be added to the game. I think a stave in one hand and a sword in the other, or a stave and a tome, or, you know, something.
Sorry.
You all right? Was that 50?
I heard tome. 50!
Hey, have you ever heard a guy yelling 50 at...
It's funny you say that, Jibs, and I want you to finish that thought because that was just brought up in chat. I want to see here. Xavier's Legion said magic a source offhand, and that's probably what they're alluding to. And I want you to finish that thought because I love it.
I just picture the scene of Gandalf defending Gondor and Return of the King, for Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. And he's fighting the Witch King, I think. And he's defending Frodo. And he basically takes his stave in one hand, his sword in the other, and pretty much does an AoE, spinning AoE. Yeah. And that, to me, just seeing something like that brought into this game, I just think would just be phenomenal. Just phenomenal.
Yeah, imagine a Templar with a tome in one hand and a sigil in the other.
Yeah.
That's, you know, I mean, you want to talk about RPing your character. I don't care if you RP in the game, like hardcore RP, or if you're RPing your character in your head, which we all do. Don't tell me you don't do that. We all do. But
yeah,
for some type of a character that's, say, you know, a worshiper of Stendar, or, you know, one of the churches of the divines, and they're doing their divine's work.
Yeah.
And they're holding a tome and freaking sigil, and they're standing there. You shall not pass.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
So speaking good. Of that, do you remember, and I hate to do this, but do you remember in SWTOR when we used to PvP against Whoops, and we had that Hutball match? And then we made that video because we completely annihilated them on the goal line like 6 times, and they kept screaming, the Gandalf, you shall not pass. And we were killing them dudes on the goal line, and they could not score. That is one of my fondest memories, man. We had such a good time doing that. But I saw that video. It popped up in my YouTube feed like a few months back. Next time it does, I'll share it to you guys. It is wonderful.
That's awesome.
So well, that brings us around, and I love that. I love the weapon choices that you guys have. But that brings us around to another mode of this game that I know that you're enjoying, Champ. What's your favorite mode? And it, like, if you don't remember the name of it, it's totally fine. Like, we can help you out there. But what's your favorite mode of PvP Battleground?
I really like Cyrodiil.
I really like
Cyrodiil, and because it did what Guild Wars 2 tried to. But it works. You get where I'm at? Like, I felt like in Guild Wars 2, it was a Zerg, Zerg, Zerg. And I know that's a thing in this. But, okay, the people that I've had two people that I talked to in-game that were complaining about Cyrodiil just in zone chat. And I whispered, I was like, hey, dude, I'm a new player. Let me explain something to you. Maybe your perspective is the wrong way. And he's like, I'm intrigued. Which I'll tell you something else, not to get off on this, but the reaction for people and your ability to talk to people in this game. I know trade chat's trade chat, but the helpfulness, right, of this community is ridiculous coming from WoW.
For real. Awesome. That's awesome.
But just having, you know, having that is pretty awesome. But in Ciro, like I told him, I said, man, if you're guarding a keep and there's 30 people out front and there's two of you in the keep, you're going to lose that keep, man. Maybe you should just leave. I mean, there's no, you know what I'm saying? Why are you staying to get your face kicked in when you could just go or stop soloing, right? It's not a solo content. Although I do enjoy our little fun games with little short groups of people.
Yeah, man. I love that covert. That's the way if I'm going to go into Ciro,
that's good.
That's my jam all night long.
Right.
Yeah.
But Ciro is just that way, right?
Yeah.
I think Ciro has grown for all of us. And I really have to give it to the Midyear Mayhem event for making me a lover of Ciro. I still haven't quite adopted it as my main mode of gameplay because I love the challenge of PvE and hard modes and trials, and like that's my jam. I totally love that. But when I'm not in Ciro, I miss Ciro. I wonder what's going on in Ciro.
Right.
Cyrodiil and the way that they did that large scale combat is is excellent. And I know the changes that they've made and the improvements that they've made to Cyrodiil, because there's a lot of people that feel the exact same way that I do, regardless of whether or not they are mainly PvE players or not. But like, look at some of the things that I'm so proud that the Lore Seekers have done as a community, is to bring that mode of the game to a bunch of people who would normally not choose that type of game environment. Well, being able to go through, and you mentioned Dzerg, being able to go through this game in a large group and make an incredible impact on that map in Cyrodiil as a Dzerg is a tactic. Mm-hmm. Like, so when you get messages from some of the smaller groups that are upset that they just got killed by a Dzerg of Lore Seekers, I like, suck it up, Buttercup. War as hell. Yeah. Wear a freaking helmet. It's just the way things work.
Hate to break it to you. That's where we're at.
And one of my favorite moments in Cyrodiil, this is no joke, one of my favorite moments in Cyrodiil was, and we were not stream sniping. We're not stream snipers. We had just gotten completely wrecked as a Dzerg of Lore Seekers. We got completely wrecked by Fangrush and his orc cult.
Yep.
Who are way better at PvP than we are.
Yep.
But I flipped his stream on as soon as he was in the midst of wiping us. And I'll never forget what he said. Write a lore story about that. And it was something to the effect of that, but I was laughing my ass off, because it's like, if you're going to screw with the bull, you're going to get the horns. But everybody that got wiped, we took it in stride, and we're like, well, what are you going to do? It's Fangrush and his dudes. Like, that's going to happen. But the fact that that takes place in ESO fam in this community, and we can have a laugh about stuff like that and still be a big bunch of PvEers that can have the ability to dive into Ciro and be effective, that to me shows the worldliness of where Elder Scrolls Online has gotten.
Yeah.
To where the game can be accessible for all types of players, no matter what your true fancy is in the game.
What's crazy for me in the Cyrodiil, right, is I was new to the game. I wasn't even full level yet when we started doing that, right? Like, and I had a great time but I know what I'm getting into. If I jump off the top of the thing because there's six guys on the front door by myself, I'm going to die at the front door. I mean, you have to understand that. And I think what I like about it is the fact that, like you said, the PvEers that we have in the community that I'm a part of now, which totally enjoy, they got out there and got after it, and we took keeps. We took ground. We held ground. We held large parts of ground. The coordination from the leader during that period of time was amazing. I mean, the conversation was good, the callouts were good, and just the upbeat tempo. Because as a new player to ESO and PvP, if there had been a negative incantation to that, I might not have enjoyed it as much, right? But again, the types of people you play with have a lot to do with how much you enjoy your game.
Yeah.
Right. So if you're not enjoying yourself, surround yourself around people that like the game.
That makes
things better for you, right?
Absolutely.
But Ciro's that thing, man, and I like it because it gives the PvEer the ability to get out there and get after it. Because I did as a new guy, and there was one moment we were in Ciro, this guy kept poking at us. It was a Sork because he kept moving really, really fast. And the gods lined up, and my necro abilities hit him all at once, and he sat down, and then they killed me because I killed their friend. But I killed him first. I sat him down first. And it was good, awesome, man. But those moments are good moments, and it's nice that we're a member of a community that has those moments. They do these big scale events to get people involved, because that's a big deal for me. That got me locked in here right at the beginning.
Yeah.
And that was pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's one of the most unique communities, and I'm speaking to ESO as a whole. It's like, you know, you made a comment earlier about, you know, the chat and the willingness that people are willing to help others. It's one of the most unique MMO communities out there. I feel. Mm-hmm. Like it just, there's a level of helpfulness that now I've seen people say recently, like there's a wave of toxicity coming into the game. I don't know. I have never, honestly, I can not attest to seeing that. I also can, you know, I know there's a lot of people moving in. There's a lot of shifting happening right now in the MMO sphere. I mean, we've got New World right now that's out there. They're doing their beta right now, which I think they just tested, like over 190,000 concurrent players on Steam. So they're doing their thing over there. You've got people going from Warcraft to Final Fantasy. You've got people from Warcraft coming to ESO. There's this whole, like, it's like everyone's moving into new neighborhoods right now. And so I could see if that is a thing that you may have some people joining that, you know, probably are a little bit more on the aggressive side. But overall, like, this is, to your point, Champ, this is definitely a unique place. And it's hard to find something like this anywhere else.
Right. I witnessed it firsthand. People, like, I'll do it. If I have a waypoint or, you know, a way shrine or whatever, and somebody says, hey, can somebody port me there? I port there and I invite them to the group. It takes me a second. It literally takes me no time. And the reason why I do it as a new player is because people have done it for me.
Yeah.
And I've also seen the toxicity that you're talking about. It might, and I'm not trying to be mean, but it might be players from WoW who just don't understand the culture of the game and they're just acting the way they used to.
Yeah, you know, they haven't been jumped into the gang yet. We got to jump them into the gang.
We got to get them
blooded
behind
blood
the building up in there. Yo.
Yeah.
You're going to lick this dog, too. You're going to lick this dog, too.
Oh, that's so good. Oh, man.
But it's just, it's, I've noticed, I've seen people catch people and be like, hey, dude, you don't need to talk like that. We get it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And there's more people that do that than there are people that just jump on the wagon. And that's the difference. There are some adults here doing adult shit.
Yeah.
I mean, no pun intended.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That is refreshing. Absolutely. Because I've gone into dungeons. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what the bosses do. I'm dying. I have no idea what's going on, and I'm trying to figure it all out. And I have not once been messaged, treated toxic, anything like that. People are just like, hey, you need some help?
That's awesome.
Hey, you want to know what this does? And I never got that in WoW. In WoW, it was just straight, you're a piece of trash, delete your account, and go chop your own head off or something. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah,
I know. And it was garbage, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because I just saw a tweet, and I don't remember what ESO dev it was from. I would have to look it up. But there was an ESO dev that, like, ESO devs are busy, right? Like, they don't have a lot of time to play the game. For point number one, they still do. You see several of them playing the game. I'm looking at my chat right now, or I'm looking at my Twitch right now, and the game director is streaming right now. So, yeah, if we're still on, we're going to go raid him pretty quickly.
Oh, absolutely.
So, you see these devs playing the game. Well, this particular dev put a Twitter post up about this hashtag ESO fam. And if you're new to Elder Scrolls Online, there is a trend, there's a hashtag that goes around all over the place in social media for Elder Scrolls Online. And that hashtag is hashtag ESO fam. And it really does mean something. It means a lot, because the ESO fam together is a pretty freaking amazing place. When you have players doing things just like Champ was talking about, like if it's something as simple as getting somebody a port to a way shrine that they don't have yet, it means a lot. Like that forward step into welcoming a new player to the community, because if somebody doesn't have a way shrine, there's a pretty good chance that they're a newer player. Help them out. This particular tweet from this developer said something to the effect of, ESO fam is the best fam. I was playing and went to a dungeon and readily admitted that I hadn't been through the dungeon before, and please let me know if I'm screwing something up. That led to an hour's worth conversation of mechanics and them helping me through it, and just general being freaking awesome. And that is a developer that is playing their own game that is getting that treatment from the community that they helped build.
That's so cool.
You never know who you're interacting with in this game, or in any game for that matter. But the fact that I see more stories of that rather than some of the toxicity that you can see out there, says something about the people that are playing the game. And Champ, you just said something about, you said something to the effect of, yeah, we're a bunch of grown-ass people playing this game. I think a majority of the people that are playing this game are mature adults.
Mm-hmm.
And that I
mature adults have bad days, right?
Mature adults have bad days, and that's most of the reason why, which is completely surprising for me, I choose kindness. If somebody's a complete jerk to me in the game, now for driving, it's a totally different story. You're getting the middle finger. But in the game, like, I have made that, I've drawn that line in the sand to where if somebody's rude to me in the game, I hit them back with kindness, because especially in a text format where you can't, it's too hard anyway to find out somebody's motivations or what they actually mean. If you hit them back with nothing but they can't recognize your message with anything else but kindness, you set them off base. Like, you immediately set them, they're debuffed. They have off balance now. They don't know how to react. Like, what?
Like, yep. Right.
And I actually got back a message on Twitter before from somebody who came at me with angst, and I came back with them with kindness, and their response to me was, you are way too of a positive person. And it's like, sorry, but it's immediate deflation. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like, I see that more often than not. Somebody will hop into zone chat where crap's getting toxic, and somebody will post a positive comment, and it deflates the whole situation.
Right.
And it's magic to watch that in this game. It happens.
No joke. Yeah. And what's crazy on that is if you think about it, you have one of two ways, and you choose. The person being ignorant to you doesn't choose how you react, you do. Yeah. So if you get in the mud with them, you're in the mud with them, and now you're going to help trade chat get even worse.
Right.
But if you stand that high road and just refuse to it, or keep talking over the situation and bring up other things, ask somebody for a price check on something, you know what I mean? You're in control of yourself, because we know how it is. People influence you to react, right? How you react is what's going to set the tempo. And I think ESO players seem to want to keep everything in a nice, cordial, calm, you know, kind of environment, because this is where we go to relax. I don't pay the subscription and come in this game to be talked down to by somebody, right? For whatever reason or another. And I feel bad for these people, because they have to be having a bad day. You know, if you're so mad that you got to attack somebody because they stood in the wrong spot, man, get a new game. Or maybe stop gaming. Or maybe get some therapy. You know what I mean? Yeah. But you can't do that to people, right? You wouldn't do that to people face to face. You should treat people the same, right?
Exactly.
I love to watch ESO fam and what it stands for, protect our house.
Yeah.
It makes me so happy. And it's not just in the game, but I'm watching people do it. We've had to do it as leaders of a large community. We've had to protect our house. And it's sometimes there's very, very difficult decisions that have to be made to get rid of the people who are causing grief under your nose. And when that's happening, I'm sorry. But if you are not ESO fan material, if you're making decisions because of the mood that you are currently in that is going to affect others, and goes against the things that we stand for, the things that ESO fam stands for, you're just not going to be a part of it anymore. And that's it. And I love watching people stand up for that in zone chat. I cannot tell you how many times I will see some freaking god-awful, terribly offensive, racist name. I will report you in 2 freaking seconds. I am positive that the QA folks, the people who are taking in all of these in-game emails, I am positive they know who Loreseeker Cash is, because, hey, man, not in my game. I'm sorry. Take your crap back to freaking Counter-Strike and go do your little jumpy thing with your other little idiot friends, but not in this game. Don't do that in ESO. And people are so protective of this house, it makes me even more proud to play Elder Scrolls Online. I freaking love that.
Yeah, you can either surround yourself, you know, with kindness, depending on how you act, or not. You know, it's whatever, however you choose to act is what comes in your atmosphere. So, yeah, you know, Yep. We want to definitely want to protect it. But,
yep.
You know, like, I don't know. You know, like, I'm trying to think what we haven't hit on with Champ. But, you know, overall, man, like, just having you back with us and back in the game with us has been nothing but fun. And honestly, it's been a joy kind of watching you take in the game, because you brought a lot of questions and feelings from a new player standpoint that I hadn't felt in a very, very long time. So just being here and you know, just gaming together and figuring stuff out, it's been a ton of fun, man.
No, and I appreciate you guys bringing me into your fold, introducing me to your good, you know, your friends. I had the pleasure to get to know, you know, Condiff and Katie, and, you know, I knew Pip from way back when, and, you know, knowing the new faces, you know, and then Jesus is in the corners,
oh,
right?
Yes.
And think about the reunion. It wasn't just us. Oh. Sonny showed back up. Spin showed back up.
Yeah.
Jesus is back in the fold. Like, when me and you, Mike, spoke that day, that grew into just a bunch of people just showing up, because then we started messaging them, and wow, and here they are, and
yep.
What a great moment. This has been a good time in gaming for our group, for sure, and this is the perfect game for us to meet in, because it's for everyone. You've got your hardcore, you've got your mid, you've got everything you need. You can go farm, you can go do whatever you want to, and it's just a good ride, and that's the thing. The storylines, everything,
yep.
Is just really good.
Yep.
Everything you do is a story. Every delve you go to, there's somebody standing out there. You remember when I first started and I'd say I'd be riding on my horse and somebody would yell, "Hey, excuse me," and I would stop.
Right.
Be like, "Yeah, what you need?"
Right.
"I need a hero. I happen to be a hero. What would you like me to do?" Right. And, you know, what I was going to go do, I didn't get to do for like 2 days because this female that ran up onto me that was crazy has sent me on a journey that has lasted me 2 days.
That's awesome.
And then I'm like, oh, yeah, what was I doing? Damn it.
Yeah.
All right, back to Bangara.
In that same breath, because I know you're a helper. You are a protector by nature. I know you.
Yep.
But I've still heard you in chat say.
Yep.
Yes, I know how effing long you've been looking for me, and I ain't ready yet.
Yep.
Yes, I realize that you have dragons in your own GD homeland. Get it figured out. I'll be there tomorrow on Thursday.
I'll be there tomorrow. All right.
Give
tomorrow.
Me 48 hours.
I'll be there.
On,
right.
I'll be
How
there.
How many times
have
you heard me say, "I'll see you in 3 months"? You're on the list for 3 months from now,
yeah,
right? You're in the schedule, but you're 3 months from now. So just stay there. I'll be back.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like your first week playing Elder Scrolls Online, you're literally, oh, they need my help. Like you're everywhere you go. Somebody's like, go no further or need you.
Yes.
Oh, well, what do you need?
Well, how hard is it to run by that?
By about month one. You are zooming past them, and they're just like, okay, well, there's another hash mark. That person passed me up. Yeah. Eventually, like, you figure it out that you can't stop at every single person at every single moment.
You know what's great, though, is that unlike WoW, where it's an exclamation point, and you have to go talk to them, and you have to read what they have to say, I have interaction from NPCs that are showing me fear, showing me sadness, showing me anger, showing me a disrupted life, right? And they expect me to fix it. And dude, when I fix it, the next time that I fly into their city on that way shrine, somebody tells me that I'm the hero of whatever the hell I just heroed.
Right.
You know what I mean? You do not get that in another game. And I understand it's paying to my ego, but you pay the damn ego because I want it to be paid.
Yeah.
I slay that monster to not hear about it. I got his damn head on my wall.
Oh, man.
Tell me about my grandeur. How great I am. I want to hear it.
I heroed the heck out of that thing.
I heroed the shit out of him.
I love that you said that. You want to know, here's a little insight into Cash's gameplay.
Oh my God.
Not only, this is aside from the fact that I refuse to kill giants unless I absolutely have to, and I refuse to kill cats or bears. Not doing it. Okay? I'll run from you. But the one thing that gets me is if somebody says anything about their missing daughter, I stop in my tracks. I'm on it. I'm like, wait, your daughter's missing? What's her
That's
name?
That's funny.
What's her
wow.
name?
Wow.
I know. That's what happens when you have children.
Meanwhile, Chip and I.
My thing is, no, the one thing, mine is, if they say, no one else can help me, that's it. I don't care where I was going. Okay, I'm the only person that can help you. I'm here for the next 45 minutes.
Absolutely.
What will you need me to do?
Yeah. I don't stop. I just let him suffer.
That's because right. you have a black heart.
I mean...
It's black, blacker than a black heart. Oh. It's worse than a black heart.
I mean,
well, Pip, if you do grab Torch Bugs, Miri's gonna yell at you like oh, yeah. no tomorrow.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
I made that mistake when we first got chapter first drop. My gosh, you thought I would have killed her whole family? I'm like, whoa, what? Why is this happening? Whoa, it's a bug. Dial it back.
Yeah, that's because you see Torch Bugs as bait.
Well,
that's it.
Fish got a bite. I got to eat.
Oh, I'm having fish tonight.
So before we wrap up here tonight, overall, Champ, what's been the one thing that stood out to you? And I feel like you probably have already said this, but what's overall, if you could put like ESO into one or like a few words, what is it to you?
It is a game for everyone.
There you go.
And everyone has a place.
Yep.
You can build furniture in this game every day if that's what you want to do. You can harvest things. And guess what? Every time you make furniture, yeah, you're not going to get as much as if you're killing monsters, but you're still growing. You're still getting the XP. You're still getting stronger. I love the fact that everyone has something to do in this game and everyone here is accepted.
Right.
Those two things have to go hand in hand or it doesn't work.
Right.
So the community that you have here coming from WoW and all the years I played that to here, I feel like I just moved out of, like, I don't know, a really bad rental in a really shitty community to, like, I just moved out in the suburbs, bruh. I just got a raise, man. I just got a raise. They bought me a new house. I got a nice-ass car. This is nice.
And I don't even have to pay electric. I don't have to pay electric.
They mow their lawn around here. Y'all see this? They actually mow their grass. This is crazy.
Oh, that's so good. That right there is so good.
It is what it is, my man.
Oh, man. Wow. Well, Champ, buddy, this has been awesome, dude. Absolutely awesome to have you on the show.
To hit the fields again, a very big honor to be here, guys. Thank you very much. And I appreciate being able to hang out here in your community and your world and just sit here and shoot the BS. You know what I mean? Been a good time.
Bro, I hate to tell you, but this is your world too.
Yep.
You're fantastic. You have a great mic presence and you know gaming. And I think that's the reason why it was like zero question for Jibs and I to have you on our show. We're like, we have to get Champ on this show.
Oh, absolutely. No question.
So, thank you, bud. Much love to you.
Well, Same friends, we hope you all enjoyed this show. This has been a good, we're going to do this again. We got to do this again.
Yeah,
maybe like
for sure.
Three Amigos Power Hour or something. I don't know. Anyway, thanks so much for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, head on over to whatever app you're using. Leave us a review. We really want to hear from you. If you've already left a review, send us an email. We want to hear from you again. We just want to know how we're doing. If you like it, you don't like it, whatever. We want to hear from it. You can always call us 765-382-6961 and again email us loreseekerspodcast@gmail.com. Now, there's been a lot of emails and voicemails that came in over the last week. Don't worry, we're gonna get to those and it'll probably be next week, so you can look for that there. You can find all the content from our show, all our lore, everything that we do over at loreseekerscast.com. And if you're wanting to join the community and everything that Champ said, it's probably going to resonate with a lot of people who are considering coming over to the game. And if you're one of those people, if you're listening right now and you're trying to find a place to call home, we would love to have you. Head on over to loreseekerscast.com. Click at the top, click guild or community. I forget what I named it. And anyway, I'll take the ESO or Loreseeker community guild page and I'll walk you through the process. Come and meet Elder Scrolls fans from all over the world. It's more than just ESO. It's ES fans all over. Cash, where can they find us on social media and all that?
You know, Before I get into that, I want to tag onto this, which I normally don't tag onto, but folks, we're not kidding when we say this, and I would dare never to say that the Lore Seekers Guild is the best, quote unquote, best guild. But folks, it is freaking amazing. I'm not kidding you. The folks that we have in our community are honest, engaging, willing to help, super friendly, and I mean, besides being nerds like all of us, they are just good humans. Please come join us. If you don't have a guild, if you're playing this game by yourself and you have an inkling in your head about joining up with a community, don't hesitate, because we'll bring the shyness right out of you and bring you into content that you've never experienced before in Elder Scrolls Online. Consider joining us. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can follow Jibs at JibsIRL. You can follow myself at LoreSeekerCash. The cash is with a K. You can follow the show at LoreSeekersCast on Twitter. And if you like tabletop, consider following us at The Natural Ones D&D. And follow us right here on Twitch at twitch.tv/LoreSeekersPodcast. And our D&D show, which Champ is a part of, yep, at twitch.tv/TheNaturalOnesD&D. And Champ, where can the folks find you?
In ESO, come get at me at Champ2504. That's where we're at, y'all. I don't do this. I'm not with this social media. That's for y'all. I'm just here to hang out and kill things that I'm pointed at to kill. So just, hey, if you're in real talk, if you're a new player and you need some help, at Champ2504, hit me up in game. If I can help you, I'll help you. I have no problems doing that.
That's awesome. Friends, be safe. Have a great week. Thanks so much for tuning in. We really appreciate you guys. And see you next week. Another episode.
Friends, dilly dilly. And if you are currently following and hanging out with us in Twitch, stay tuned, because we are going to go bombard slash lurk right meow.